God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. There are two kinds of preacher's kids in this world, and I know that because I am a preacher's kid. I'm a preacher's grandchild, and I am the great-grandson of a preacher, and I am the father of some kids, and I myself, of course, am a preacher. So the bottom line is, I do know this. There are two kinds of preacher's kids. There are the preacher's kids who are, let's just say it, they're skunks. They feel entitled. They think, hey, I'm the preacher's kid. I can. I'm the preacher's kid. I can get away with it. And that has led to this fallacy, I hope, that preacher's kids are the worst. They don't have to be the worst. That is pure nonsense. But I know that can happen. And then there are the preacher's kids who don't have a complex, but realize that what they do is important because they love their parents. You know, there were times where I said, well, hey, Dad, the pastor's kids are doing that. And my dad would say, yeah, but you're not the pastor's kid. You're my kid. In other words, whether you're a preacher's kid or not, whether you're a preacher or not, is not material here. What is important is whether you see your position as a responsibility, as a privilege, or if you see it as an entitlement. Israel saw their position before God. God's not just a father. He was the sovereign of this country, is the sovereign of this country. They saw their position before him as an entitlement and not as a responsibility. In Amos chapter 3, the prophet Amos, a rancher, a shepherd, a farmer, says, hear this word that the Lord hath spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. God is saying to them, I brought you out of Egypt. You should be thankful, not entitled. You shouldn't take your freedom as entitlement to do whatever you want because you're God's special people. You should take it as gratitude, as blessed by God. You're the only family out of all the families of the earth that I've known, and just because of that, I'm going to punish your iniquities. There's a difference between the way I'd respond to someone breaking into my home and the way I'd respond to a child who was living in disobedience and therefore endangered himself. In one case, I would fight to the death to defend, and in the other case, I would lovingly discipline. Both, as it turns out, are because of love for my own. God is no different. In fact, God is far greater. God chastens his own precisely because he loves them. Now, I don't know what your circumstances in life are today, but I do know that if you belong to God, that's not a cause for entitlement. I can do whatever I want. I belong to God. It's a cause for gratitude. In Hebrews 12, we're reminded that we've forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, neither faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Not every calamity is a result of God's judgment, but if some calamity today is, realize that God chastens his own precisely because he loves them.